1071 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. We have got some details on who the challenge is going out to. We've been talking about the Cereal Box Challenge. Stratford Festival has taken up the mantle, had a successful Cereal Box Challenge, and they're going to be passing the torch, shall we say. And Ryan Cleveland joins us with all the details. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning, Jamie. How are you doing today?
Doing great. So congratulations, first off, on the Cereal Box Challenge. It was an absolute success. And let's remind people about the numbers with regards to the cereal boxes.
Jamie, thanks for asking. I would love to remind folks. First of all, I would like to throw out a shout out to Mayor Martin Ritzma for starting the challenge originally. His office was able to collect 120 boxes of cereal. At that point, I thought that was amazing. So kudos to the mayor's office, Martin Ritzma and his team over there, those folks, 120 boxes. The challenge came to us from the Stratford Police Service at the Stratford Festival. We were able to successfully collect 572 boxes from staff. That is unbelievable. Our goal was 340. We gained 572. Jamie, I couldn't be more happy of the staff, the volunteer, the artist, the festival family. Really came through. 572 boxes. But this morning, I would like to share with you, through donations from community partners and such in the community, we were also able to obtain 2,500 more boxes of cereal. 2,500 boxes of cereal.
Wow.
Plus the 572, Jamie. That takes us over 3,000 boxes of cereal. So kudos to everyone involved. This is an extraordinary effort done by all. 3,000 boxes. That's going to be divvied up between the Stratford House of Blessing and the Salvation Army.
That is fantastic. And Ryan, I know you also got cash donations. Folks were dropping by when you were at Food Basics. You had cash donations too. That's fantastic.
Yeah, Jamie, what a success. Our staff over at the festival was able to raise $1,300. Again, extraordinary, extraordinary contributions. I can't thank the staff of the Stratford Festival enough. They came out with cereal. They came out with donations. We're seeing that with the 572 boxes of cereal and the $1,300 in donations. The folks at Food Basics that did come out and donate cereal to us, some people just wanted to give a cash donation. We were also able to raise $1,300 there in cash as well. We had a very generous check written to us by the IATSE Local 357 for $1,000. That was the largest contribution to our campaign. We are very grateful for those folks as well. Again, kudos to everyone for getting involved. We are excited to be donating 3,000 boxes of cereal and also well over $4,000 in cash in total to both. That'll be split between the Stratford House of Blessing and the Salvation Army in Stratford.
Well, well done on that, and congratulations. Now, Ryan, last time we chatted, you were a little tight-lipped about who was going to be accepting the challenge, but I think you're here to let us know the information here.
Yeah, Jamie, probably my last time in studio as we hand over the torch. I do want to let listeners and folks know that the Huron-Perth Healthcare Alliance has accepted the challenge.
Fantastic.
Yeah, really excited for those folks to take the challenge on. That consists of Andrew and his team over at the Stratford Hospital, the St. Mary's Hospital, Seaforth Hospital, and Clinton Hospital. They have accepted the challenge. I'd just like to let folks know, starting Monday, September 23rd until Friday, September 27th, from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., the Stratford Hospital, St. Mary's Hospital, Seaforth Hospital, Clinton Hospital will be accepting donations in their lobbies. So we're encouraging people, when they're grocery shopping this weekend, throw a couple non-perishables on your grocery bill. Let's drop those off at the hospitals next week, Monday to Friday, 8 to 4. Please and thank you. Let's help them get their target too.
All right. Well, that is great news. Here on Perth Healthcare Alliance, taking up the challenge. That'll be the 23rd through to the 27th. And I know they'll be it'll be a great success. Again, Ryan, with your passion behind something like this, I know that that passion is going to translate to the next round here for the cereal box or breakfast food challenge for sure.
Jamie, I hope so. We are asking listeners, if they are listening right now, jotting down their grocery list and or they're putting a note in their cell phone, let's remember that fruit cups, juice boxes, diapers, hamburger helper, crushed tomatoes, rice, cookies. Let's start donating those types of things. Let's help the hospital achieve their goal. All of those non-perishable food items will help towards their goal. And I strongly, strongly encourage everyone to get out to the hospital next week and help them meet their challenge as well.
Fantastic. Ryan, any final thoughts or any shout-outs or thanks?
Yeah, just a short list this morning. Jamie, I would like to start with the mayor's office again with Martin Ritzman, his team over there. I was inspired by them. That's why I got behind this challenge. Also, a shout out to Constable Darren Fisher with the Stratford Police Services. He was instrumental in getting me to be passionate behind this, and I'm totally on board. I would like to thank all of the grocery stores in town. The grocery stores in town, they were part of our huge success. They donated. I can't say how thankful I am for them getting behind this challenge. The grocery stores in Stratford were an amazing part of our extraordinary effort. I can't thank them enough. Once again, we did have our large single donation from IATSE, Local 357, for $1,000. We are beyond grateful for that generous, generous contribution. And Jamie, if I may say, I would like to give a shout out to both you and KFEL. You talk about my passion, but also you and KFEL. You guys have stood behind this. I hope that you guys will continue with the Huron Perth Healthcare Alliance, help them achieve their goal. You guys have been instrumental in our success, and I would like to do kudos to you guys for helping us reach our target.
Well, Ryan, you are too kind. It's all, again, the cereal box challenge. It's all about our community, the way we step up. And Ryan Cleveland, again, your passion, your drive has made this just a huge success with the Stratford Festival Cereal Box Challenge that I know is going to continue, Ryan.
Jamie, thank you for your kind words. I am going to help the hospital get their donations in. I'll do anything in my power to do that. Jamie, thank you for your time this morning. Kudos to you. Thank you very much. Have a great day.